I'm speaking to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen. Rob, you've lived in and around Swindon for a long, long while. Now, how long have you lived here?
Oh, it must be 33 years, 34 years, something like that.
3 years. And the town is changing before us now, and you know these houses are being built at a pretty fast rate, and road infrastructure is changing. What the changes that you've seen over 33 years must be pretty immense, I would have thought.
Yeah, I guess when I came to Swindon 33, 34 years ago, I think the population was about 100,000, and it's over doubled during that period of time. And when you look at the forecast for what Swindon's going to look like going forwards, it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And I always have found Swindon a strange mix of it's a growing town and a thriving town, but it's still got a small town mentality. A lot of the business community know each other, and a lot of people know each other, and you know someone who's a friend, and all of a sudden you find out they're friends with someone that you know. And I guess that's part and parcel of actually what's good about the town. It has still got that sort of small town feel.
Does it feel as if it's doubled in size?
I think it does, but I guess it's grown in areas where I don't necessarily know. Yeah. I think one of the downsides and weaknesses of Swindon is that a lot of people live here to then go out of the town, to work out of the town. And I think there's been a lot of work done over the years to try and give the town that heart, that centre, so that it grows, but it grows as a town as opposed to growing as a place for people to live. You know, and if you look at some of the bad things about Swindon, the town centre, unfortunately, is not helpful. Because if people are going to go shopping, they don't go in Swindon in the main. They will get on the motorway or their 419 or whatever the case is, which yeah. is a shame.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to someone the other day saying, you know, the outlet really has ruined the town centre. I mean, the outlet centre is a real attribute to have, isn't it? It's an excellent place. All those brands under one roof, prices are good, easy parking. Why would you go in the town centre?
And it drags people in, but it drags people in to the outlet.
Exactly.
Not to the town as a whole.
No. And that's, you know, and as well, add to that home shopping, you know, just, we can all see from the 419 or 420, that huge building that Amazon now have. And most of us will have an Amazon delivery most days, or, you know, certainly once a week. It's no surprise, is it? It's no surprise that the town centre's not just here, but in the main. What I find disappointing on a macro level, I mean, it's a bit random, but I was in Dumfries last week, in Dumfries, so that's up in Scotland, and they've still got banks, they've got, for the size of town, you know, they've got Boots, they've got retailers that we no longer have. Okay, their Debenhams is closed, but I think we're a little bit hard done by, and I'm not saying of course, there are some Boots stores, but Boots in Old Town is just closed. I mean, how on earth could Swindon Old Town not substantiate a Boots? I just find that extraordinary.
But I guess the reality, if you look at the town centre, is that as Swindon continues to grow, it's not going to have a town centre. It's going to have local village centres or whatever you want to call it. And therefore we're going to have the Orbital, and we're going to have a new shopping area in the eastern villages, and actually probably Swindon's going to evolve following that model. But what I guess what I find interesting is working in Old Town is the town centre's gone downhill, but you look at Old Town, and actually Old Town's thriving. It's got some lovely restaurants. There's been a couple of times, and I've heard other people say similar things, that they've gone to Old Town, gone to a restaurant, and then you come out and you go, oh yeah, we're still in Swindon again, aren't we? And actually, you know, it's quite a nice place, and certainly when the sun's shining and you've got the parks and you've got those types of things, you know, I think sometimes we're a bit hard on Swindon, and we shouldn't be.
100%. You know, I went for a walk around Town Gardens with my daughter the other day, and her son, beautiful, lovely. You know, it's a nice area. We've got lots and lots of nice parks. I mean, yeah, obviously the old town centre, you know, not the old town, but the town centre is what it is, you know. And of course, it's not helped, as in a lot of town centres, with its architecture, the time it was built. You know, we're not blessed with the architecture of places such as where I'm from, originally Norwich, you know, where you've got some lovely medieval lanes. There are, we don't have that. But there we go. You can't, you know, the town wasn't here in the 10th century. So,
It is what it is. But I think probably about 6 or 7 years ago, I went to a talk and it was James Lockhart that was doing it, who said the way forward for the town centre is just to shrink it down and to convert other areas in it, perhaps into housing or whatever the case is, make it smaller, make it more concise and have what you need in there that people are going to use. And he was right. And that's, you know, that's what needs to happen so that actually it becomes busy for the people that, that it services.
Yeah.
And that's what you want at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And on a positive note, I've been really impressed with the acts and events that the Wyvern and the Arts Centre have been getting. I don't know. Have you been to the, I know you're a theatre man. Have you been recently to the Wyvern and seen anything?
Haven't seen anything at the Wyvern recently. I keep an eye out all the time to see if there's anything that sort of grabs us for us to go to.
Yeah, but it's a Woman in Black, for example, the other week, you know, from the West End was very, very good. And these tribute bands, I know it seems rather odd, doesn't it, seeing tribute bands when sometimes these bands are still playing even. But, you know, they're high quality. And as a theatre, okay, it's not big. It only holds, what, 500 or 600. But there isn't a bad seat in the house. You know, it's a really good view. So I think, you know, credit to them. They've done very, very well. We've got ice hockey, as we talked about regularly, with the Swindon Wildcats. That's good. The football, I don't think they're doing quite as well as they would hope to do. But, you know, we've still got a bit of football. In terms of music, we haven't really got, we're not on the scene there, which I think is a bit of a shame for the size of the town. You know, I know places that have got some really good music venues and attract some really good acts. So yeah, we probably slightly miss out there, but there's a lot to do from an entertainment perspective. And as you said earlier in this conversation, there's some nice restaurants in and around, aren't there?
Yeah. And you know, in terms of music, a lot of it used to be at the Oasis. And if they can get that place back open again, I think the town needs a leisure pool.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's children growing up that need to know that there's a swimming pool to go and have some fun on a regular basis, as opposed to somewhere just to swim. And I think if you could start to get those facilities back up and running and back open, then it starts to look a better place.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Bill, thanks very much for those thoughts.
Thanks.